Yerushalmi Masos corresponding to Bavli Chulin Daf Kuf Lamed Ches. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Aleph Amad Aleph at the Mishnah. Ha'im lechaveiroi helech isaze be'esem te'enim sh'avali boire v'eichel. If a person says to his friend, take this issa for 20 figs and I will select from the tree, he may select and eat without tithing. Be'eshkol sh'avali megarge v'eichel. If he says, for a cluster of grapes I will select, he may pick grapes from the cluster and eat. If he says for a pomegranate I will select, he may split and eat and may still attach pomegranate. If he says for a watermelon that I will select, he may cut a piece and eat it. But if he said to him for these 20 figs, or for these two clusters, for these two pomegranates, for these two watermelons, he may eat them in the regular way and still be exempt from tithing, since he acquired them while still attached to the ground. If a person hired a worker to harvest figs, and the worker told him, it's on condition that I can eat the figs whilst harvesting, he may eat and he is exempt from tithing. If the worker says, it's on condition that I and my son can eat, or that my son can eat as part of my wages, he may eat and he's exempt, but his son may eat, but is obligated. If the worker says, it's on condition that I can eat at the time that it's made into dried figs and afterwards, at that time he may eat and is exempt. Afterwards he may eat, but he is obligated to tithe. At that point, on a Torah level, he has no rights to eat from the crop. The rule is, whoever has a Torah right to eat is exempt from tithing. Whoever does not have a Torah right to eat is obligated. If a worker was harvesting poor figs, he may not eat from benois sheva, which are good figs, and vice versa, but he may withhold himself until he reaches the area of the good figs and then eat there. Hamachlif im chaveiroi ze oichel lechol ze lechol ze lechol ze lechol ze lechol ze lechol chayev. One who exchanges fresh figs or drying figs with his friend, or he exchanges his fresh figs for his friend's drying figs, he is obligated to tithe, as it's like a sale. Rav Yehuda says if he exchanges for fresh figs, he's liable. For drying figs, he's exempt. The Gemara says Rav Yosi b'shem Rav Yochanan megarge achas achas v'hilech v'eichel. The Gemara says Rav Yosi quoted from Rav Yochanan, when the Mishnah taught that he may pick grapes from the cluster and eat, it means he may pick them one by one and eat, but if he collected two or more in his hand, he has to tithe. Amli Rav Chiya bar Vava b'chein Rabbi Hava Ovid. Rav Chiya bar Vava said to him, Rabbi also did this. Tani b'shem Rabbi Yosi avatiach shesafas boi afilu kol shu konav. Baisa says, quoting Rabbi Yosi, that even if a small piece was cut from a watermelon, no more should be cut until he eats the first piece. If he did cut more, then he has to tithe. Rabbi Yona boi apu imoinkein. Rabbi Yona asked, is it the same for pomegranate? And the Gemara leaves this question unanswered. Lamli amanas afilu shlai amanas. The Gemara asked that the Mishnah taught that if the worker told him, it's on condition that I can eat the figs, he may eat and is exempt from tithing. Why is this true only if he stipulated the Torah permits him to eat? Rabbi Avin v'shem Rabbi Simai lechein sricha afilu amaloi amanas. Rabbi Avin answered from Rabbi Simai that it teaches that even if he stipulated, since the Torah permits him, it's not considered an acquisition and is exempt from ma'isa. Taman taninan haya oise b'yadav avaloi b'raglav, b'raglav avaloi b'yadav, afilu akseifoi haray ze yoichal. We quote a Mishnah Maseches Bava Metzia, if a worker was working with his hands but not his feet, or his feet but not his hands, or even if he's using only his shoulder, the Torah permits him to eat. The Baisa says, and how is this? He could be using only his hands by tying the produce, he could be using only his feet by pushing together all of the fruit into a pile with his feet, and he could be using only his shoulder by carrying bundles. Rabbi Yosi says that the Torah permits him to eat only if he's using his hands, his feet, and his body. Like an ox that's threshing, as the Pasuk says in Dvarim Perek Chof Hei Pasuk Dalet, don't muzzle an ox in its threshing. Daish, ma daish miyuchad shu betolosh, af kol shu betolosh, יורצה מנקש בשום בשום ובצלם ומסך בגפונים והעודה תחס הזיסים. Just as threshing is done with detached produce, so too anything that is done with detached produce, and this therefore excludes weeding around garlic and onions, arranging canes upon which vine branches can grow, and hoeing under olive trees. Daish, ma daish miyuchad she gidulov min ha'aretz, af kodo she gidulov min ha'aretz, yatza choylev v'megabein v'mechabetz. Just as threshing is done with produce that grows from the ground, so too anything that grows from the ground, this excludes one who milks, makes cheese, or makes butter. Daish ma daish miyuchad dova shalai nigma melachtoi, af kodov shalai nigma melachtoi, yotza boidol betamorim, va mefari begregris, va yain, mishayak ve bashemen mishayard leuka. Just as threshing is done with produce whose process is not complete, so to anything that is not yet complete, and this excludes one who separates dates, one who separates dried figs, one who brings out wine from the pit, and one who removes oil from the pit. Daish ma daish miyuchad dova shalai bar lezikas amasus, af kodov shalai bar lezikas amasus, yotza lash ha mekatev va oife. Just as threshing doesn't cause an obligation of masus, so too anything that doesn't cause it, and this excludes one who kneads, one who applies water to the surface of dough, and one who bakes, since they bring about an obligation to tithe. Ksiv, ki sovoi bekomas ve'echa, yochol b'sha'a kol adam hakos medabe tamud loima, v'chemesh le sonif hakamas ve'echa, esh yesh le rushus la'anif, ve'ezeze ze hapoil. The Pasuk says in Dvarim Perek Chof Gimel Pasuk Chof Vav, when you enter your neighbor's standing grain, you may pick the ears with your hand, but you may not lift a sickle upon your neighbor's standing grain. I might have thought that anyone may come and eat, but the Pasuk says, but you may not lift a sickle upon your neighbor's standing grain, and therefore it refers to one who has permission to lift a sickle, namely a worker. Isi ben Akavya Oimer, Beshar kol adam hakosa medaber, ma tamud loimer v'chemes loy sonif, mikan she'ein loy reshus le'echol, Isi ben Akavya disagrees. He says, no, the Pasuk is referring to anyone, and the phrase, but you may not lift a sickle, teaches that they may only eat at the time of moving the sickle, means at harvest time, when the produce is completed. Tani of Shimon Yochai Oime, at Heichan Dikdaka HaTorah Begezel, Shesri Chaladun Ben Adon HaChaveroik, at Kadei Hanofes Magel. Beseich Kein Gudei Lemelocha, Shilai Chav Do Amabol Ela Ad Mipnei HaGezel. Upoyel Oisev Malachtoi Va'ichel Upotem in a Gezel. The Vaisa quotes from Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai, the Torah was so careful about theft that it only permitted picking at harvest time. And through this we also learn the importance of work, that even though the generation of the flood was given its verdict of destruction because of theft, the worker is permitted to eat whilst working and is not prohibited because of theft since he's working. Ksiv Leisachsoim Shabadishoi, Eli Ela Shor Batolosh Va'adam Mechuba, Adam Mao Shirecha Batolosh. The Gemara asks that the Pasuk says in Dvarim Perek Chofei Pasuk Dalad, don't muzzle an ox in its threshing, and this would only apply to an ox working with detached produce and a person with attached produce, as the person was learned from the earlier Pasuk that when you enter your neighbor's standing grain, which was at harvest time when the crops are still attached. What about a person eating when working with detached produce? And the Gemara answers that if an ox may not eat from attached produce, but may eat from detached produce, then a person who may eat from attached produce should certainly be able to eat from detached produce. The Gemara rejects this, and that the Pasuk says, don't muzzle an ox in its threshing. There's a prohibition to muzzle an ox, but not a person. Shor ma'u she'yichav mechuba, may an ox eat when working with attached produce? Ma' adam she'ina yichav betolosh yichav mechuba, shor she'yichav betolosh she'ina din she'yichav mechuba. The answer is, if a person who may not eat from detached may eat from attached, an ox that may eat from attached should certainly be permitted to eat from attached. She say, I ma kan b'leisachsoim, af kan b'leisachsoim. The Gemara asks, if so, just as muzzling is prohibited for detached produce, it should be prohibited for attached produce. Tamalim b'leisachsoim shor b'dishoy, b'dishoy, Ein at choismoy aber choismoy at b'mechuba l'karka. The Gemara answers, now the Pasuk says, don't muzzle an ox in its threshing. In threshing you may not muzzle it, but you may muzzle it if it's working with produce attached to the ground. Mikan ambu koitzesu adam al yedei artsmoy, al yedei benoy uvitoy agadoylim, al yedei avdoy shechosay agadoylim, val yedei ishtoy mepnei sheyesh bahem da'as, aval eini koitzes al yedei benoy uvitoy katanim, val yedei avdoy shechosay katanim, val yedei behemtoy mepnei she'ein bahem da'as. From here they said that a person can stipulate with his employer that he wishes to receive money rather than eat. He can also do this for adult sons and daughters, his adult slaves and maidservants, or his wife, since they have an understanding and can forgo eating the produce. But he cannot stipulate for his younger son or daughter, his young slave or maidservants, or for his animal, since they don't have understanding to forgo eating. The Gemara asks that the Mishnah taught that a worker who is permitted to eat by the Torah is exempt from tithing. On the contrary, he should be obligated, since the Torah right to eat is like an acquisition by the worker. Rabbi Yonah answered that the Torah exempted him from tithing, as the Pasuk says in Dvarim Perek Chof Gimel Pasuk Chof Hei, when you enter your neighbor's vineyard, you may eat as many grapes as you desire.